Hi everybody. Today's lesson refers to the upper part of the body and the face. I took as a reference a very famous painting, a Mona Lisa or La Gioconda by Leonardo da Vinci. So I start from the upper right part of the painting. First, the head. In Italian is testa and is feminine, la testa. Then you can find the eye, occhio. L'occhio is masculine and plural is occhi. Then you can find, even if in the painting it is hidden by hair, I think that Mona Lisa should have an ear somewhere. Ear is orecchio. And it's tricky because orecchio is masculine, but the plural is feminine. Orecchie. Orecchio, but le orecchie. Then you can find il collo, the neck, il collo. Then the hair, that is plural in Italian, I capelli. If you want to speak about a single hair is capello, but generally we use capelli. What a beautiful hair, che bei capelli. Then you can find the shoulder, spalla, that is feminine. La spalla, and plural, le spalle. Then the chest or breast is il petto or il seno. Then in the picture you can find the elbow, that is gomito, masculine, and gomiti, plural. Then a very important part of the Mona Lisa are her hands, mani, plural. Mani, le mani, and the singular la mano. This is strange because it's feminine, but the ending is O and I, and normally in Italian something ending with an O is masculine. I don't know why, but mano is feminine. La mano and le mani. Fingers too are a bit tricky because one finger is un dito, il dito, masculine, and the plural are le dita. Suddenly they are feminine. Il dito, masculine, le dita, feminine. Then there is the entire arm, is braccio, il braccio, masculine, and le braccia, feminine. Like dito and dita, braccio and braccia. Then you can find, I noticed now that I didn't mention the chin, that is mento. Masculine, il mento, but whatever. Bocca is mouth, la bocca is feminine, la bocca. Then the nose, il naso. And finally, forehead is fronte, la fronte, feminine. I didn't mention the cheeks, that are le guance, la guancia, le guance, or come si dice, eyebrows, le sopracciglia, but I think I covered the most important things, so thank you very much and a presto.